For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's plenty of discussion over what should happen next after the historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer isn't so sure about the president's deal-making skills.
The problem is the president, when he negotiates, is so erratic and so whimsical and so given to impulse at the moment that he almost always fails.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should weigh in on any deal with North Korea.
I think there'd be widespread interest in Congress for having an involvement in this. If the president can reach a significant agreement with the North Koreans, I hope it takes the form of a treaty.
The president is waving off concerns that he's favoring America's enemies over its allies after problems at the G7 this week. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's plenty of discussion over what should happen next after the historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer isn't so sure about the president's deal-making skills.
The problem is the president, when he negotiates, is so erratic and so whimsical and so given to impulse at the moment that he almost always fails.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should weigh in on any deal with North Korea.
I think there'd be widespread interest in Congress for having an involvement in this. If the president can reach a significant agreement with the North Koreans, I hope it takes the form of a treaty.
The president is waving off concerns that he's favoring America's enemies over its allies after problems at the G7 this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A federal judge has cleared the way for AT&T's $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner, with the deal to close as early as next week. The Justice Department has issued this statement. We are disappointed with the court's decision today. We continue to believe that the pay TV market will be less competitive and less innovative as a result of the proposed merger between AT&T and Time Warner. We will closely review the court's opinion and consider next steps in light of our commitment to preserving competition for the benefit of American consumers. Americans were very generous last year, giving more than $400 billion to charities for the first time. Aggie Sweeney is with the Giving USA Foundation.
Total giving in America is larger than the total GDP of many countries around the world, including Israel, Ireland, and Portugal.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in a case regarding voter registration. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The High Court says states can purge inactive voters from the rolls. The ruling comes in an Ohio case involving the removal of people from voter rolls after they didn't cast ballots in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in the 5-4 ruling, Ohio has purged thousands of people from its voting rolls.